Time now for Word of the Week, our series about the origin and evolution of words. This week's word is cravat, a type of neckwear that's a more luxurious counterpart of the necktie. The cravat has a surprising history, beginning on the battlefields of 17th century Europe. Christina Kukulja has more.
The word cravat first appears in the French language in the early 1600s. It described military attire worn in the Thirty Years' War by Croatian mercenaries.
A Swedish king said that they are the new tribe of the devil.
That's historian Filip Hren from the Croatian Catholic University in Zagreb. He says the Croatian soldiers wore red neck scarves made of cotton or silk, legend has it, as a symbol of love from the women they left behind.
But it seems more likely that the scarf serves practical purposes, such as protection from cold or from the smoke that could completely cover the battlefield.
Hren says the French armies noticed the Croats' fighting skills and their fashion sense. The French recruited many Croats into elite regiments, later named the Royal Cravats.
The scarves naturally took their names from Croats. It was tied in Croatian manner or in French à la cravate.
Hren says King Louis XIV introduced the cravat into French fashion, and it soon spread across Europe. The rise of 19th century bourgeois society brought the necktie. In many European languages, the translation still retains a link to the word for Croats, cravat in German, in Spanish corbata, and cravata in Italian.
Dobro dan.
Hi.
Hello, how can I help you?
Many designs are on display today at the Cravatica Museum in Zagreb, which among its exhibits has a bulletproof tie from Thailand and another made from snakeskin. Co-founder Igor Mladinovic says the necktie was patented in the early 1920s by New York tailor Jesse Langsdorff.
He made a revolution when we talk about neckties. He designed it that way that it keeps its format and not be so soft as the pure silk scarf.
New patterns, colors, and fabrics define the decades since, from high fashion.
And the yellow cravat adds just that right touch of femininity.
To everyday menswear with the invention of cheap polyester fabric.
And at Oxford's 500 years old Bear Inn, you can get a free drink if the landlord likes your tie.
Over the decades, it's come to symbolize power and status and even conformity and oppression, echoing those early battlefield origins as it conquered modern fashion frontiers. For NPR News, I'm Christina Kukulja in Zagreb, Croatia.